This is the Small World Podcast, about local stories and people to feel connected and grounded. This is episode 4 of our podcast. For our first story, as we've been doing, we'll go from maybe a more serious subject to something a little more lighthearted at the end. And for that first story, I'd like to talk about how St. Louis University hospitals have been reportedly very understaffed for a while now, and the issue has been so persistent and so bad lately that the nurses held a candlelight vigil for patient safety amid their staffing crisis. These nurses really want a contract to work at these hospitals, and this understaffing has led to, quote, unsafe staffing levels where there are not enough workers for the amount of patients. And one person in this situation said the ideal patient ratio would be 4-1, and then the ICU should be 2-1. But currently, in some departments, it could be one nurse to 8 or 9 patients, which obviously doesn't seem right. That doesn't seem safe. That doesn't seem like an ideal way to run things, for sure. In other fields, maybe people can just work harder or put in the hours, but in this field that has to do with people's health and life, it doesn't seem right where they should be so understaffed that it starts putting patients' health and their livelihood and their safety in danger. It especially stuck out to me when they talked about the emergency room and the ICU being understaffed. That seems like a big problem for the community and for this hospital. And I really hope they get this staffing issue resolved or come to some kind of compromise with these contracts, because, I mean, people's health and livelihood and those kinds of things are really, really important, and it shouldn't be, it should be taken really seriously. So this did reach this sort of breaking point where they did hold this candlelight vigil, and to me it kind of has that protest vibe to it, and it seems like the negotiations have improved somewhat with the people in charge of the contracts that they want, and it seems that there are some negotiations, there's some conversation happening, or maybe a solution could be found sometime in the near future. This story, along with some of the other stories that we've been talking about in previous episodes, kind of comes together to paint a weird picture of the corporate life or the state of business in the St. Louis area. And I know not all of the good stories get really popular. You don't hear the good things, you only hear the bad things, because the bad things are what get people interested and have the headlines and things. But at least to me, it really seems that things are not so great right now, which I don't think most people are surprised by. Things I don't think are that great financially for a lot of different organizations and people across the country. On a brighter note, for our second story, we're going to talk about a firefighter in De Pere is going to try to become the strongest firefighter. And he talks about lifting weights and powerlifting, and he says he's always trying to improve and set a good lead for others to follow. And he says it helps him keep his mind clear. I like this story quite a bit. It was nice to see after some of the darker stories we've seen. He talks about that he loves protecting people that can't protect themselves. And he's trying to, like I said, prove he's the strongest firefighter. And he talks about entering a powerlifting competition soon. He discusses through his research that he's now doing functional training and lifting hot, odd objects, just like he would as a firefighter. I thought this was funny. He says he doesn't want to embarrass himself. He wants to do what he can, not get injured, and he's already beaten himself. So I thought that was funny. He's setting the bar pretty low, and he already considers it a win. I like that. But he says he's still going to try his best. For our final story for this episode, the former Blues hockey player Kelly Chase is trying to raise money for cancer research with a Blues charity hockey game. The former Blues player was diagnosed with leukemia and has undergone 3 rounds of chemotherapy. He says he's very appreciative of his family. He's thankful for his career, and he hopes to use his platform to raise money for cancer research. The game will take place at 7 p.m. April 5th at Centene Community Ice Center, and proceeds will benefit the Siteman Cancer Center. There will be many people at this game from the Blues alumni team, such as Barrett Jackman, Andy McDonald, Cam Jansen, Jamal Mayers, Guy Carbonneau, Paul Cavallini, Brendan Morrow, Pierce Turgeon, and Brett Hall. There will also be Hockey Hall of Famers, such as Ed Belfour and Chris Chelios, along with country musicians such as Dierks Bentley and Trevor Rosen. There will also be actors there, such as Dave Collier from Full House and DB Sweeney from The Cutting Edge. There will be some NHL alums as well, such as Adam Graves, Ryan Malone, Ray Whitney, and they'll be coached by Sean Payton, who's the coach of the Denver Broncos. Now, this is a pretty heartwarming story that they got all these people there to support this game and have the proceeds go to cancer research, which Kelly Chase is intimately familiar with, unfortunately. We also know that Chase has 2 more rounds of chemotherapy coming up, and he is not currently healthy enough to actually be playing in the game, but they hope to see him recover soon after this next round of chemo. This was a bit of a lighter episode for episode 4, but I want to thank you for listening, and I hope you check out our previous podcasts and stay tuned for the next podcast that we'll release in the near future. Thank you again for listening.